Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Round with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
Powered by Riverside FM.
We continue our division by division NFL preview as we order up.
Order up.
This week we are ordering up the NFC East. Last year, D, you were 1-3. I was 2-2. We definitely need to clean that up. But we shall see. There's been some movement. There's been maybe some improvement. We shall see. From 4-1, who you got in the NFC East, D?
All right. So, first up, I've got the Commanders. I just worry about the health of Jaden Daniels. I don't really believe in their wide receiver core. Their running backs, I don't believe in that either. I think defensively they'll be okay. They'll be able to hold their own, but I don't know if Dan Quinn will have a job after this year. This was a team that was in the NFC Championship game a couple years ago. Number three, I've got your New York Football Giants, mainly because of their quarterback. I can't trust him, dude. Just can't trust him to make good decisions, to stay healthy, to stay on the field. I don't think Malik Nabers is going to start the season, game one. I don't think he's going to play. Again, the running back's another knucklehead. I don't really know if he can stay together for a whole year. Tyrone Tracy's not picking up blocks. Defensively, I think they'll be okay, though. Their defense is actually pretty solid. They made the right move there. So I'm thinking they're going to hover around 500. Number two, I've got the Philadelphia Eagles.
What?
I think they're the second best team. Yeah, I think they're the second best team in the division. Again, I worry about Hurts. I worry about him throwing the ball. I don't know what the offense is going to look like. Saquon Barkley is a year older, but he could also be this year's CMC. Like, he could be a guy that gets the ball off. Devonta Smith is now the number one. They drafted a wide receiver. Dallas Goedert's a year older. Defensively, I mean, they're a solid bunch, but I don't know if they've cleaned everything up. And number one, to the surprise of many, is the Dallas Cowboys. I just think they're going to put up points, Z. I just think they have CeeDee Lamb. They've got Pickens, Javonte Williams. They're just going to drop back and throw the ball. They're just going to throw the ball all over the damn field. You're not going to be able to cover everybody. And defensively, I think they got a little better. I think they're going to play decent defense, a little better than last year. And I got them coming in first. We got
interesting. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. We agree on the comments. There's just, yeah. You can't trust Jaden Daniels from a health standpoint. Bill Kroski, Merritt, Rashad White, not a great running back room. Scary Terry, Luke McCaffrey, Stephon Diggs. All right. You have Burks, you have Jacoby Jones. Okay. All right. Not much at the tight end. That offense does not look good.
And is that offensive line going to protect Jaden Daniels? Signs point to no. Signs point to no. Now, that defense is decent. Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, you've got guys. They brought in Sonny Styles. Frankie Louvu's still there. The defense is going to keep them in the game, but the offense, they have a lot to be desired. Third place, we agree on the Giants. Now, third place, but also at like 9-8. Like there's going to be improvement just because they have an adult in the room. They don't have Brian Daboll pretending to be a head coach, cosplaying as a head coach, keeping Shane Bowen after playing prevent defense. Those details will likely be cleaned up. And there's talent on this roster, right? We talked about it. Malik Nabers, if he's healthy. Slayton, Beckham, Mooney, likely. Theo Johnson, pretty good 1-2 punch with their tight ends. They could run a 2 tight end set and actually be really good. Cardinal Spellman's Chris Manhertz. Always. They drafted the right guard. We'll see if Maigoa is actually...
You mean like the right guard or the right guard?
That's what we're going to find out. He plays right guard. We're going to find out if he's the right guard because they got rid of Evan Neal. But the offensive line looks good. The defense will play. It all boils down to the two schmucks in Dart and Scataboo.
Oh, well, coaching staff, right? Matt Nagy is the offensive coordinator of this team, right?
That's fine. As an offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy is decent. Not a head coach. That's what we saw in Chicago. You take that responsibility away from him and just have him be an offensive coordinator? Not bad. He's not bad. It boils down to these two knuckleheads. If they spend more time in the blue tent than they do on the field, that's going to be a problem. They need to have that stupidity coached out of them. And I don't know if it's happened just yet. The talent is there. I'm not disputing that. The talent excites me. It's the stuff between the ears that gives me pause about Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. Second place, I have, how about them Cowboys? Team's loaded, right? In theory, they should be pretty good. Been saying that for about like 20 years now. That's the thing. Like we've been saying that they've had some bad teams, they've had some decent teams, but nothing. They get nowhere. Pickens, Lamb, Turpin is good. They're going to use Turpin in the kick game as well. Ferguson's a good tight end. That defense is going to play between Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary. Overshown had a really good year last year. Hooker, Deron Bland. You have a good secondary. No Joe Milton. That's true. Sam Howell is going to be, you know, if they need to go to Sam Howell over Dak Prescott for whatever reason, that might be the linchpin. That might be the issue. But if Dak Prescott gets hurt, it's probably donezo anyway. And that leaves number one for one more year, the Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles. I think they got one more in them. Yes, they are a year older. Yes, there's some uncertainty. You got rid of A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith is the guy. You brought in Dontavian Wicks from the Packers. You drafted Malachi Lemon. Apparently, Malachi Lemon has not been turning heads in training camp.
You have Hollywood Brown. Okay, you have Hollywood Brown. That used to be exciting. Maybe for like 10 minutes, it was exciting. This team is going to get back to being a run-first team. Like, that's the identity. That's what they should be. Not having A.J. Brown there actually is going to help from that standpoint. It's not going to be the guy screaming, get me the fucking ball. Devontae Smith is going to get his. Goddard's going to get his. Everybody understands the assignment. This team runs through Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts at the goal line with a tush push. And that defense is still really good. And you added Reek Woolen. You added Reek Woolen from the champion Seahawks. Can Jalen Carter not spit on people? I don't know. I don't know. We're going to find out. But I think for one more year, the Eagles have it. Now, the Eagles could also be their worst enemy. All of the internal strife and all the nonsense, all the drama that has plagued the Eagles. They've been able to overcome it. But it could also fester and create an environment that could end up being toxic. If they can keep their heads on straight and keep the culture positive and moving in the same direction, they can be successful. I'm looking at you, Sirianni. I'm looking right down at you. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutednz. And let us know who you got in the NFC East. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the AFC East.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.